So now, I have from my notes, beginning as early as the 10th of September and continuing through the course of October, November, that he resided in John Lennon's estate. It was in the first week of December that Sheryl Howell would move from John Lennon's estate. And, of course, he wanted to move into Bury Place. But Bury Place was not ready. Now, Sheryl Howell planned. I don't know if any of you know, but he had an urgency. Not only did he try to encourage us individually to really take what he was saying. I mean, there's a lot of different kinds of hearing, isn't there? There's hearing where it goes in one ear and you go, yeah, 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 blab a bit, and it goes right out the other ear. We do that daily. It's useless kind of hearing. But hearing in Krishna consciousness is different. It's where it goes inside and it shoots around, it goes right to your heart and it starts cleansing your heart of all kinds of dirty things. And then you act upon it with your will and your enthusiasm and your intelligence and you make advancement in spiritual life. And it's described in the Srimad Bhagavatam, it's like drinking nectar, liquid nectar through the ears. Another kind of hearing. So Srila Prabhupada, when he spoke to his disciples, it was our responsibility to really hear him and then act upon it. No matter what that instruction was. So he was tired of waiting for the temple to open now. He had been there since 68 in the fall, and it was now over a year and a month, and no temple opened. So Srila Prabhupada was never slow in his dealings. Perhaps that's something you'll understand from the first volume of the biography, volume number two. It's out. Is that when the devotees first did their little hand mimeographed brochure back to Godhead, and it was 100 copies, and 500, and 2,000, and 10,000, and 100,000. The devotees were always agape at Srila Prabhupada's speed and desire. Or Srila Prabhupada gave a very nice example. We lectured this Sankirtan devotee the day before yesterday at Bhandari Mandir, and he was giving a little history of Sankirtan in the United States, and he was saying how Srila Prabhupada, they had a small income, it was a very nice pastime. But he was telling how the devotees had a certain amount of income they were making on the streets, and that was very hard to meet. They were staying up till 1 in the morning, and all of a sudden their expenditures were $400 a month. All of a sudden, Srila Prabhupada got a building which required $4,000 to $5,000 a month. So he was like that, expanding. And he wanted things done very fast. So his temple was taking a long time. And finally, at the end of his day at John Lennon's, he said, I will personally and open this temple if you can't do it. So he gave the ultimatum 2 weeks. So his quarters weren't even ready yet. So there was a small interim period where Srila Prabhupada went and lived in an apartment street right across from the planetarium on Marylebone Street, right next to the Baker Tube stop. And he lived there for almost a fortnight, every day going to these quarters to see what was going down, directing, what to do here and there, this must be done,